5 minutes in the life of Ian Pattison, the musician. It was late Tuesday evening, one of the two nights that are set aside for jamming, or as he would say, flogging, when the opportunity presented itself to sit down with Ian and chat briefly on the subject of music, his music, definitely something that has played a significant role in his life from the very beginning.
Well, being exposed to my first set of drums, they were my uncles. They lived at my grandparents' house where we had dinner every Sunday night. Like when I was big enough to sit on them, or not even get on them, to stand up against them and hit them. I just thought that they were so cool. I just kept hitting them until I could gradually hit them a little better and hit them a little better. And I always liked banjo too. Banjo's a drum as well. Just happens to be an unfortunate drum that has strings on it.
Seriously? A banjo is a drum?
Sure, look at it.
Conversation between musician and listener is an intimate exchange, with the music evoking thoughts to the past, present, and sometimes the future. For Ian Pattison, the story is always the touch point that begins that conversation.
You know, this is a little bit from a tune called Snowbound. I was supposed to play a gig at the University of Guelph. I was living up in a snowbelt area at the time. Phoned the guys, said, yep, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. I phoned them back in 10 minutes. I couldn't leave. I'd been completely buried by a blizzard in that 10-minute time. So I just sat around and played my banjo for a while. And just... telling the guys this story about when I was hitchhiking back from Calgary one time and I got stuck on Highway 17. I got stuck in June in terrible, terrible weather and was absolutely not prepared for it. And I was in the middle of nowhere in trouble. Somehow it morphed into a couple of lines because I managed to get a ride into Dryden and then I got a Grey Coach bus from Dryden to Toronto because at that point I was done. We built a song around, you know, catching the from me, you know, being stuck hitchhiking to this guy that was, you know, kind of stuck in the middle of nowhere. You know, at that time you could smoke on the buses and, you know, like there was just these certain smells in that kind of lingered on those buses back in the 70s and that. And I think the song kind of captured some of that and just sort of a bit of the desperation of needing to get out of a place and going to another place and hoping for the best. And so I just make up my own music. This would be like just a little bit of a song called JLP, which I did for my mom. Playing banjo in 1974. I started sort of creating my own tunes pretty early into it. Jigging for Trout, for example, I wrote that maybe 25 years ago.
What sparked that tune?
I went to visit the bass player that I played with for 30 years at the place that he was living. I got there late and he and some folks were in the middle of dinner. It was a really nice summer evening, so I just went out into the back because it was a 300-acre farm. And just started playing my banjo, and Jigging for Trout popped out of my banjo almost intact on one run through. The high moments cannot be attained any other way. You know, when everything's firing on all cylinders, it's an unbelievable feeling, and you can't get there anyway, you know, any other way. When the whole band is all in it together, that same one moment, everything's working. It's amazing. I like building instruments. I like making music. I like, you know, building instruments to make the music on.
Creating music, creating instruments, sound.
Yep, and it's multidimensional.
All Canadian music from an all Canadian guy.
Yes.
All Canadian instruments.
Exactly. Yes.